2025 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 5. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 6. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Romans may 8 be considered the focus of the entire Bible. The Bible begins in Genesis by revealing that God, according to His eternal plan, created the heavens and the earth so that man could exist to fulfill God's eternal purpose and desire, which is to impart Himself into His chosen people as their life supply so that they could become His expression. The Bible concludes in Revelation with this corporate expression. Revelation 21 and 22 describe the New Jerusalem as a composition of God's redeemed people from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. This composition is built with the triune God as the content and God's chosen people as the expression. The New Jerusalem thus fulfills God's eternal purpose. Between these two ends of the Bible are Paul's epistles, which complete the divine revelation. Romans 8 is the focus of the entire revelation of God. Today's reading. The law of the Spirit of life is the subject of Romans 8. Life is the content and issue of the Spirit, and the Spirit is the ultimate and consummate manifestation of the triune God after His being processed through incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection and becoming the indwelling, life-giving Spirit, who is life to all the believers in Christ. The law that has freed us from the law of sin, which is of Satan, who dwells in the members of our fallen body, is of this Spirit of life. This law of the Spirit of life is the spontaneous power of the Spirit of life. Such a spontaneous law works automatically under the condition that fulfills its requirements. Both Satan and God, after entering into our being and dwelling in us, work within us not by outward, objective activities but by an inward, subjective law. The working of the law of the Spirit of life is the working of the processed triune God in our spirit. This is also the working of the triune God in us in His life. In verse 2, law, the Spirit, and life are in contrast to law, sin, and death. The two laws are in opposition to each other. The Spirit is in opposition to sin, and life is in opposition to death. In chapter 5, grace, which is God embodied in us, is in opposition to sin, which is Satan embodied in us. In chapter 8, the Spirit, who is God living in us, is in opposition to sin. Thus, the grace in chapter 5 is the Spirit in chapter 8, the very God embodied in us as grace, living and acting in us. In Romans 8, life is joined with the Spirit in the phrase the Spirit of life, showing that everything regarding life in the preceding chapters is included in the Spirit in this chapter. Life belongs to the Spirit, and the Spirit is of life. These two are actually one. The way to experience the divine, eternal, uncreated life is by the Spirit of life. The spiritual life revealed in Romans 8 is fourfold. First, it was the divine life in the Spirit. Second, it became life in our spirit through regeneration. Then from our spirit it saturates our mind for the transformation of our soul, to which our mind belongs, and becomes the life in our soul. Eventually, it will permeate our body and become the life in our body, ultimately issuing in the transfiguration of our body, that is, the redemption of our body. The major function of the processed triune God in indwelling our spirit as the law of the Spirit of life is to free us completely from Satan, who dwells in our fallen nature as the law of sin and of death. This freeing is not only for our subjective justification but even more for our dispositional sanctification. This is the end of today's morning revival.